Welcome, and thank you for joining the National Multiple Sclerosis Society's MS Learn Online Internet Program. I'm Rick Turner, your host and medical correspondent. For some with a progressive course of multiple sclerosis, getting out and about is an extreme challenge, and days may go by without the opportunity or the energy to do so. Yet there are opportunities inside the home for quality living. In this webcast, Shelley Peterman-Schwartz will explore ideas on worthwhile and valuable activities from inside the home. Ms. Schwartz is a motivational professional speaker and award-winning writer and author. She's also the host of Making Life Easier, the internet radio program for people living with chronic illnesses such as MS. She herself was diagnosed with MS in 1979, and once again, we welcome her to MS Learn Online. Hi, Shelley.
Hi, Rick. Thank you for inviting me back.
Our pleasure. Now, Shelley, whether it's transportation issues or being unemployed, crummy weather outside, or living in a rural area, many people who do have progressive MS spend a lot of time indoors. So how can one keep from being isolated if this is their situation?
Living in Madison, Wisconsin, where it's very cold and snowy in the winter and the summers can be, you know, 100 degrees hot and very humid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can have days where I don't get out of the house. And I work very hard not to get isolated. And it's sometimes a little difficult, especially when, you know, every effort to go outside is a major deal. It just becomes easier. So I figured out lots of ways to get people into my life and ways to invite them over that were not just sitting around and visiting, which is one thing to do, and but I make it kind of productive. I always have an agenda, and I think my friends love it. You know, I've started a book club. I host a card game every week. Sometimes my friends come over, a group of girls that I used to work with, women, and we watch a chick flick, or even, you know, sit and watch Oprah together because some of her programs have been eye-opening. So we have discussions about them afterward, and I offer my house, and the people who come generally bring the treat, and then they help me set up and clean up after if it's a little gathering. And all I really majorly have to do is just sort of pick up the area where everybody's going to be, like in the living room, and then check to see that one of the bathrooms looks okay, and then I close any of the other doors, especially when you had kids in the house. We're now empty nesters, so we have a little bit more control of the shape of the house. But when the kids were young, we just closed the doors. I wasn't going to make everybody upset and anxious because I was having some people over. And actually, last week, I have a new grandchild, and we were going to my daughter's, and I wanted to bring some food along, but I can't cook. I'm very limited physically with only minimal use of my left hand. So I invited over some girlfriends. I picked the recipes. One of the girls went to the grocery store and got all of the food, and it turned out one of the girls in the group that was coming got sick. So we cooked an afternoon. I picked the recipes, and it was great. We had great camaraderie, a lot of fun. Everybody went home with meals, including this friend who was ill, and it cost us $12 each. And we had new memories, and it wasn't sitting around talking about my illness. And we laughed a lot, and you know, it was a wonderful bonding experience. And everybody said, "I want to do this again." And the best part was, we all got new recipes to old routines that were getting dull.
Right. Well, good for you. And then beyond having people over, there's always the computer, right? I mean, you do have ways to connect with the outside world.
And just by the fact that people are listening to these Learn Online, you know, that they realize that there are websites and places to go to click in here and click in and write messages and do all kinds of things, meeting people and learning new things that you couldn't have done years ago. I mean, when I got my first computer in 1986, this is a long time ago, and we didn't have the internet and email like all of it. Was pretty amazing what this has all done for us. And I've got some adaptations on my computer. I have a really large screen because then I don't have to strain or use poor posture to see the screen. I make the the font's really large, and I have a voice-activated software program. And then other things, bringing people and items into my house. Library of Congress has their talking book program, which people with MS can qualify for. The only problem is pressing the buttons is a little hard. At least I found them to be hard, and I don't know if they have any new adaptations for that. But then there's books on tape that you can get from the library, and either they can be on your computer or your iPod, and you know they'll play on a CD player, which is not that expensive, and Christmas is always a good time, and birthdays. So I also have friends bring over books from the library. You can go, if you use the internet, you can reserve books over the phone. You could call them, the librarian, and ask to have certain books if you know certain authors. And some of the libraries have delivery services. Volunteers come and bring books to your home. You can call your library to find out if they offer this service. And, you know, when my daughter got married, I had friends come over and we did scrapbooking. And I've taught other friends how to knit. Even though I can't knit myself anymore, I know how to do it and I can advise somebody else. So I've, you know, I started this internet radio program that you mentioned earlier.
Yes, yes.
For people who to listen to, you know, intimate conversations. So the whole idea is to broaden your horizons a little bit, get out of yourself and find ways to fill up your mind with fun, interesting stuff than the scary, dark thoughts of what am I going to do when I can't drive a car, go to the bathroom by myself. You know, I mean, those are realities. And actually, those are some of the topics that we'll talk about in the internet radio program is mm-hmm. really the nuts and bolts of how do you do some of this stuff. But today, for our purposes, you know, learning a digital camera, they're so easy. I bought one that I can hold, and I haven't taken a picture in over 20 years.
Huh.
So now I become a real annoyance to everybody because I want to take But I can manipulate them on the internet. I can send them to friends. I can have copies made for 19 cents a piece. So, you know, somebody brings me a gift, I can take pictures and send them the pictures. So I feel like, you know, I'm getting more involved.
Right. And you mentioned the importance of expanding your horizons. And you can also continue your adult education, right? I mean, you can learn Italian if you want.
Absolutely. And there is no reason why you can't. I mean, you can even get them at the books, you know, programs to learn foreign language at the bookstores. You can go out, you know, a lot of the communities have mini classes, some of the hospitals, the clinics, even like the MS support groups, but also learning how to cook low fat. My husband and I have taken a couple of these classes mm-hmm. where they've gone at night for an hour. He drives. I've got somebody there, so I'm not alone. And he'll take notes. We get recipes. We see somebody. We laugh because they're always entertaining. And then you have a new memory, and it's easy to get out and do something. So one of my neighbors next door is a traveler. He's retired, and he last year went to Machu Picchu in Peru and brought over his slides. Next week he leaves for India. So I'm getting a chance to go around the world, not myself, because all of these trips would be way too much, but he's sharing, and he loves it, and I love hearing the stories about what his and his wife's experiences were.
So you vicariously tour the world.
That's right. If I can't participate, I'm not going to beat my chest and say, oh, I'll never get there. I always, you know, I'll find ways to visit.
Good for you.
Sometimes that's going to a travel log at the University of Wisconsin in Madison where I live or other clubs.
Well, Shelley, we really appreciate this. Thanks so much for sharing your strategies and ideas for staying involved and staying connected. Your honesty and your openness really show us that despite mobility limitations and reduced energy and the unpredictability of living with MS, you do have a very full life. So thanks again.
Thank you, Rick.
The National MS Society is proud to be a source of information for you about multiple sclerosis. Our comments are based on professional advice published published experience and expert opinion, but do not represent individual therapeutic recommendation or prescription. For specific information and advice, consult a qualified physician. If you have a question that wasn't addressed, please email us at mslearnonline, all one word, at nmss.org. If you'd like more information on multiple sclerosis, click on the resources link on your screen or call the chapter nearest you for an answer to your question. You can reach your chapter by calling 1-800-FIGHT-MS. That's 1-800-344-4867. You may also want to check the National MS Society's website, where you'll find more information about today's topic and a menu of other webcasts available to participate in. Funding for this program was provided as an unrestricted educational grant from these National MS Society chapters. For the National MS Society, I'm Rick Turner, wishing you health and happiness.